I'm Morgan Springer from Next and the New England News Collaborative. Since the killing of George Floyd, some white Americans have been examining their role in perpetuating racism and committing to no longer be silent and inactive. Huma Farid is a Pakistani-American and an obstetrician at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. And she recently wrote a commentary for WBUR's blog Cognoscenti with the headline, "The Shame and Rage of Being a Minority in America Kept Me Silent, Not Anymore." Dr. Farid joins us now to talk about her commentary. Glad to have you on Next.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So as you mentioned in the piece, as a Pakistani-American, you've experienced racism and Islamophobia, including when you were growing up being called racial slurs after 9/11. Now you're a physician with 3 Harvard degrees and a position on the Harvard faculty. Has that changed the way people treat you?
Well, I think it is challenging because people might not necessarily know that when they first meet me. And so I don't think that necessarily has changed random encounters. I do think that it has changed professional encounters. And I feel like that has helped give me validation for who I am to other people.
With the Black Lives Matter movement, we've seen some people reexamining their role in perpetuating racism. Some might assume it's only white Americans thinking of all the times we've been silent when we should have spoken up. But you say in the piece that as a woman of color, you feel guilty of that too. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. And I also want to mention that, you know, South Asian culture, there is a lot of colorism culturally. And so what I mean by that is that light skin in both men and women is preferred rather than darker skin. And people will make comments about others who are considered to be darker skinned. So I think that is the cultural context in which I grew up, knowing that, yes, we may be all people of color, and clearly we're not white, but there is an inherently sort of colorist perception that runs in the culture. And so I felt that it is possible, absolutely, for people of color to also be racist or to have some tendencies towards colorism. And I wanted to examine that in my own life and also to be really aware of any contributions I could make to speaking out and being publicly anti-racist.
Can you give an example of a time you felt like you remained silent and wished you'd said something?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think I referenced it in the blog article that I had a Black patient who was a single mom and came in to give birth. And she was, I mean, I didn't ask her why she was a single mom. It's not my business. And one of the other healthcare providers asked her where her partner was. And when the woman said, "He's in prison," the person's response was very dismissive, like, "Oh, I thought so." And that just really hurt me, but I stayed silent. And I still think about that, how I should have spoken up and said, "This is irrelevant to the medical care we're providing her. She's a person. She's here in labor. Like, we need to take care of her, and it doesn't matter. There are many reasons why women come in to labor and delivery alone." And I stayed silent, and that still, I still think about that. And I still think about how I should have, A, how I should have responded, and B, I was with the residents, so who are physicians in training. And by my staying silent, I disempowered them as well. And I should have served as a better role model. And I still remember that incident, still think about that a lot.
Do you have a sense or do you understand why you didn't speak up before?
I am naturally an introvert, and it's very challenging for me to speak out, no matter what context. Like all the big department meetings, I'm always quiet. I never talk. It's just something that I'm not comfortable with, and I hate public speaking. This interview is obviously very different because I can't see anybody, so I have no idea how many people are on the other end listening. But I think that there are many different ways in which we could use our voice. And as I wrote in the blog, like, I don't think I will ever be the one standing in front of a crowd talking out about this. But I think that for me, I feel very comfortable with writing. And I feel also very comfortable talking in smaller groups and doing like education around these topics. And so I think that for me is where I'll probably end up being more vocal.
What would you say to other physicians, including physicians of color, who might not feel comfortable challenging the status quo?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I did not realize that the article was going to resonate with other physicians, but multiple people have reached out to me saying that this really resonated with them and thanking me for writing it, which I'm so grateful to work with colleagues who feel that way. But I think that I would want to remind my colleagues and, you know, other people in healthcare that we have a responsibility to our patients to address these issues. And I think there's so much data and so much research demonstrating that, you know, Black women have higher maternal mortality rates, that people of color have worse outcomes with even something like prostate cancer. And so I think that physicians can be very evidence-based and very data-driven, but we have that data. And I think encouraging people to sort of engage with their patients and engage with their departments in addressing these inequities is really key.
As you're kind of looking back and re-examining these moments where you wish you'd spoken up, what has that reflection been like for you?
Obviously, it's very challenging because nobody wants to feel like they have failed, right? And I just finished Ibram Kendi's book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, and I identified with it so much because it's not enough for you to not be racist. Like, you have to actively be an anti-racist, because the opposite of being racist is not necessarily being anti-racist. It's something you have to work on, and I think that the BLM movement has really shown me how much our colleagues who are Black and our patients and the general community, how much they face, and how my small experiences of microaggressions or discrimination is nothing compared to what they have gone through. And to be really aware of that, it involves speaking out, particularly if people feel disempowered.
I think some people might also look at this, your experience, and say, look, you've dealt with racism. It's understandable that you wouldn't want to put yourself in a position where you could be punished or threatened, and it's really the responsibility of white people to step up. What's your response to that line of thinking?
I think that we all have a responsibility to improve the society in which we live. I don't think it's fair to place the burden on any one group and say that this is your responsibility to fix things. And we all need to acknowledge the backgrounds from which we come. And I think working together is the best way to address any major societal changes that need to happen. Currently, I feel like people are very aware of systemic racism and institutional racism. And to address that, I don't think we can change that with the focus on one group alone. We all need to work together.
Huma Farid is an obstetrician at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston and author of a recent WBUR commentary called The Shame and Rage of Being a Minority in America Kept Me Silent, Not Anymore. Dr. Farid, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.